Welcome back to the Hunt Experience. I'm Cody Gann.
And I'm Chris Brewer. The show, as always, brought to you by Whitetail Property Management and Camo Family Outdoors.
Well, Chris, man, how you been, dude? I haven't seen you.
How's this work? How do we do this?
Yeah,
this
is, Hello. We're new to this, man. I mean, it's like,
yeah.
What'd we take off? Golly, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Been a minute, yeah. I had to.
It's my fault, by the way.
On the way up here, I was like, I forgot how to get here, and there's some people down the road, and I was like, hey, do you know where the Hunt Experience studio is at? And I had to get directions from them. Like,
been so long, I guarantee you.
Like they knew where it was at, so that's a good thing.
Well, you know what I found out is I can't juggle as many things as I used to juggle. I just can't.
Nor do you want to.
No, I just
can't. That's kind of where I'm at, too. Man. It's like, that stuff's still, there's a lot going on. So,
yeah,
fireworks season, you got Goldsmith fireworks, so that's obviously a big, that's a big task between ordering, going up and get products, selling, employees, so.
Staying with it, I have to stay there with it, you know, during that 2 weeks. So, yeah, man, I mean, that and then my regular job was just chaos, which was
Travel.
Just lots of long distance stuff, and I know you know all about the chaos side of business, but
yeah.
You got to be able to handle it, and I'm not that good at handling a whole lot of happenings at once. You know,
me and Cook were talking about that today. He was coming to get his dozer from my place again, and he said, "Man, this is supposed to be like a 30-minute deal and load up and get gone. He's going to go do some voluntary work for a church and." Here we are 3 hours later, and I still don't have it loaded up. It's like, okay, so that's pretty much my day, like 12 times a day. Like, this thing's got to go today. Got to go. Okay, well, the light's on. Well, we got to reprogram the deck lid or the front mount camera sensor that makes the car stop without hitting the brakes is off. We got to have that. Hey, your car's not going to go today, or the belt molding's bent, or this is kind of what my deal. So
I can't imagine. I mean, I always thought I was a crisis manager. But I remember texting you like, dude, I don't know when or where I'm at or what day it is. Yeah. It's like, but I missed this.
Me too. Yeah.
I missed this.
I really did too. Yeah. I listened to some of the old ones just because.
Yeah. I did the exact same thing. I'd be on a long job.
Is that vain?
Probably. There's something wrong with this, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. No question.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, it's a fun time of year for me. And I've told you before, you know, this is when fireworks is over, I flip to, now we're coming into camera season, getting after whitetails. Yeah. And man, that's where my mind starts to go.
Yeah.
And immediately, I've already got two cameras out. So I was like,
I never took mine down.
Yeah. Well, I knew that. Yeah. So,
I got some Coke can 6-pointers walking around out there.
Sweet. Sweet. Now, I haven't got any buck picks yet.
No.
They've only been out a day.
Yeah.
But
I had two on the food plot last night. So I got 5 acres in between me and my mom, and I just keep brush hog. I do a garden spot there occasionally. All the tree limbs got down so low that when I was brush hogging, they were hitting me in the face. So I was like, I'm going to go out there. And I got one of these Milwaukee
trimmers,
pole saws. Mm-hmm. It's like a weed eater attachment, an edger, and so I pulled the trigger. My steel weed eater is still working, but I've had to repair it twice this year already. So, I'm gonna try the battery powered one. Anyway, I go out there. I recommend this saw, by the way. It was awesome. The battery lasted forever. So,
well, it's funny you say that.
Yeah,
I just told my wife. Yeah. I looked at the DeWalt.
Yeah.
So you got the Makita.
Milwaukee.
So
my whole shop's Milwaukee.
Okay.
Everything because they just last longer. The batteries are better. So like we don't even have air ratchets. Everything's like 18 volt power. So they got the big. So I went with the Milwaukee version. I don't know about the other ones, but these got excellent ratings. I got a little bitty limb, little bitty like I think it's like a 7-inch pruning saw back. You know, just for side by side riding and stuff and like trimming trails and all that stuff. But anyway. Last night, what was I talking about? Oh, the bucks and the food plot. So after I got done cutting all these limbs down, I thought there was like 6 or 7. Well, I ended up cutting a pile.
Yeah.
And so where the deer mansion is, I went in there with my tractor and my grapple, and I was making the run back and forth, and I've got like a 12-foot packed stack of
in front of the stand?
Well, I did the side of it for now, just like where I walk coming through that where that road thing was. So it's like an impenetrable force. I mean, even when the leaves die, I think it's going to be legit. Because, I mean, I stacked, packed it. So anyway, I pulled in the first time. There's $3 in the food plot. And I was just, I pulled up and dumped and kind of backed it down and looked at them and kind of, and then they finally raised their head up like they didn't even know the tractor was there.
They didn't care.
So, which tells me they're probably 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5 and probably homegrown.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, listen to you your whole life.
Yeah,
their whole life.
Yeah, they hear me whistle and sing on the tractor. Yeah. Like they're used to all that. So fireworks season, what are you going to get with the money? Are we getting like a Missouri farm or what's happening?
Well, the first thing I've got to do, and we had a pretty good year.
Good.
Nothing great. That's awesome. I mean, it's a Tuesday 4th, so, you know, not always the greatest year, but yeah, we did okay. And first thing we got to do is take the family on a vacation because we're all burnt out, dude.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I used to be in the fireworks business with
you. You know all about it.
Yeah, I know. When you get done and it's like, now we got to tear all this down. Yeah.
We got tons of
work. And then everything that's left, we got to shoot all this off.
Yeah, exactly. That's the fun side.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I get to actually shoot. I call it my grandpa's church. My grandpa's gone, but
yeah,
it was his church. And every year they just let us shoot a fireworks show. And,
yeah.
And we just did that Sunday night.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. Yeah. Always is.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, you get burned and stuff don't go right.
Shooting's cool, man. I was telling
it's an adrenaline rush.
We had a little 4th of July get together at the house, and I was telling some of my wife's friends, and I actually had some photos left over of when we shot at your grandpa's old place.
Yeah.
And it was, how long? Probably 80 yards worth of fireworks.
Oh, gosh, dude. And it's funny you say that because we were watching you. It's on Facebook.
Oh, really?
There's some Facebook videos.
The show?
Yeah, no, not the show. Oh. Just us setting it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And, dude, we had some fireworks.
Yeah, it was like six dudes all day long building stuff.
And we made them Kimuras and all that.
Yeah, that was legit, you know, man.
People still talk about that. Yeah. That was definitely, we definitely put some fireworks in the air that night.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was like, man, that went from people sat close to the road and it went all the way down.
Oh, yeah.
Dang near the pond, you know.
Yeah, we had stuff piled up. Oh, yeah,
four dudes lighting, hollering back and forth. And
25 minutes long.
Yeah.
Just constant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, it really was. I was telling some of that story. I was like, really? And one of Luke's buddies came over and was like, I heard you put on a pretty good fireworks show. And I was like, yeah, we're just doing fountains this year, man.
We're staying low.
Yeah, but enjoy.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. That's what I was talking about, too. You know, we got all of that rain starts the day after.
I know. That's what I told her. I was like, gosh, man, dang.
If it would have done that 2 days before, we wouldn't have any fireworks left for nothing, man.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, it's tough for sure.
Yeah. And we did get a little dry. It was a little concerning.
Well, that's why I told you when I pulled up at your place, like, man, I kind of want to do this, but, man, my place is a little bit on the dry side. And I was like, well, I could put the the sprayer on the back of the tractor and fill it up, and it sprays. You can put out some fires fairly quickly,
right? Yeah,
but you know, it was like some people were leaving early, some people were popping in. So I'm like, I ain't gonna mess with it.
Yeah,
we spent a couple $100, but
and
I just had Luke shoot them off for everybody. I didn't even get out of the pool.
Well, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah,
somebody to do it for you.
Yeah,
for sure. No, that's behind me, and I'm glad. I mean, I kind of look forward to it every year just because it's, dude, this was year 15.
That's what I'll say. Every year I remember, I was like, man, I don't know if I'm doing it next
year.
Yeah,
it's just so hard. So people have no idea how much work's involved.
You know you're doing it. Yeah, well, see, I was, you know, when I was in business with you, I didn't have to take care of the analytics side of ordering and figure out what was that. So for us, it was just set up, sell, and then do all that stuff.
You know?
But so I missed out on that side of it. And I was there for the unloads and tent builds and all that stuff. But even going up, watching, putting the orders together, make sure you got this right, checking the pallets, I didn't even have to do any of that stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Christy says that I start acting a certain way when it gets closer and she said, I don't handle the stress like I used to.
So yeah.
I don't know what that means exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. Either way, we're doing it. Here we go.
Yeah.
Get along with the rides.
Yeah. Let's just do it, you know? And then, you know, like I said, for me, it was just like my regular job just had me traveling everywhere, man. It was just, I don't know if there's, you know, other people in this business. I'm in the commercial beverage business.
Yeah.
that are gone, and I'm one of the only guys in this area, or what? Yeah. Golly, I mean, it's been Tulsa, Little Rock, you know, way down south, like Texas line. It's just
yeah, that's a trip.
And you just, you know, go from one to the next to the next. It's like, man, I don't know if I want to do all that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be for me. I told you, when we go pick up that no-till drill that day, it was like, I think I was on the road for, I forgot what it was, 15 hours or something. Up there, pick it up, strap it down, and head back. I'm like, this would not be the job.
It's not, I can't do it.
Yeah. Podcasts save you because you kind of like, you can kind of go on to another world and just hit the cruise control on your selected speed.
Well, you've converted me to the podcast.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because you said, man, I listen to podcasts all the time. And I've been a YouTube guy, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't watch it, but I listen to YouTube. Yeah. And I started kind of doing some podcasts and stuff now.
Yeah.
And what it's like people say, it's more intimate.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you feel like you're right there with the person.
Yeah, you can kind of get lost in all. Yeah. I bounce all over the place, too, from business to financial to hunting to just random people talking MMA. It's like I'm all over the place. Yeah. Depends on what I feel like doing that day.
And yeah. 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 I do the same thing. I'm into the hunting side and I'm also into the workout stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
all health and fitness. Yeah.
Any kind of educational stuff. I'm all about man. So
yeah, the boy, I've converted him over too. He's, you know, trying to be a Navy SEAL and he's listening to like the Jocko podcast and they're talking all about their time. And he comes in telling me
eat
stuff.
It
I was like, yeah, he's all into the podcast now. So it's like, I guess it's kind of what everybody's doing. I don't know. I flip back and forth. Sometimes I'd rather just listen to music and zone out and I don't even have to listen to somebody talk. But
yeah,
longer trips.
When I don't want to think,
yeah,
you know, I'll do that. I'll just kind of like put on something just to make me not think.
Yeah.
But then some days I sit there in silence and then it's like I'm thinking of 4,000 things. See?
Yeah, that's.
You can't. You don't do that.
Well, no, I do. My brain never. My wife. So yeah, we talked about this weekend. Actually, we're celebrating an anniversary. So
yeah.
I surprised
congratulations
her
on that.
Thank you. With a trip to Vegas. I've never been before.
Yeah.
Not really a Vegas guy, but hey, let's go experience it.
How was it?
It was cool, man. It's like you know.
See the sights.
That's it, right? It's like we walk in. And so we didn't really have a plan. I never have a plan going. I just wing it right. Hey, let's hop in the. So we stayed in the Trump International Hotel.
Ah.
We land, roll up there, and there's like seven dudes in the lobby, and they got their earpieces in. They're talking in their sleeve. I'm like, that was like CIA or something. And the lady's like, hey, where y'all going? Like, well, what? Where y'all going? It's like, well, we just got here. We're going to the room. Don't leave. Trump's coming. Come on. No, he's coming in town for the UFC fight, and he's speaking in Red Rock tomorrow or whatever.
Really?
I tell her, let's go upstairs. Like, I don't know. So we come back down, got to go find a place to eat or whatever. Now there's 50 people there. Like, hey, let's hang out and let's see what happens here.
Well, awesome.
He ends up showing up.
Really?
He does not come in the front door, but you saw people with like – that did not normally clean glass, like in gray suits and stuff, like running down and spraying the glass. I go, he's coming right through here. All the cops and all the SUVs and all that stuff drove in front of the hotel and went through like a back entrance. But Ivanka walked right through, right by. So I got like a video of her or whatever.
Nice. You know?
But he stayed in the hotel two nights.
Wow.
While we were there. And we saw him leaving once while we were trying to get back in the hotel. But yeah, so he was there for UFC. And then, yeah, so we went to all the big, we went Bellagio, Caesars, and it's like just the architecture size and how big the buildings. It's crazy.
It's pretty amazing
that they can build this stuff. And it's like, it looks like you're outside and then like the old. And so long story short, I'm like a big, like mob guy, like all the mob movies,
yeah,
the
yeah.
history behind sure. it. So we went to the mob museum and went to the old side of town. Fremont, where the original, not the Flamingo, but like the Golden Nugget and Binion's and all that stuff. So I had to do that whole deal. When you get there, they've closed the street down. It's like a sidewalk, but it's got a roof over it. Well, the whole roof for, I don't know, 3/4 of a mile is like a giant LED screen. So there's like airplanes flying by and real looking clouds. Like that's, it just fascinated
me. Wow.
We ate some pretty good food. we gambled $16.
16.
And I had it all the way up to like $120 or something like
nice.
That. $16.
So you were up.
And the only reason why we even did it, we don't gamble.
Yeah.
But I was like, we got to gamble once. If we're in Vegas, we had to say we gambled. So, sure. It was $14. So I had two fives and some bigger bills. But I had two fives and four ones. So we each get a five and a couple ones. I run out of mine like that fast. And we were playing. The only reason why we played this machine is like a little digital slot machine is because we could both sit beside each other.
Yeah.
It's the only reason why we were there. She hits 40.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's it. Cash out. We're done.
Yep.
And then we're walking back through. I was like, what do we want to do now? It's like, I don't know. Let's gamble some more. We just got $20. Well, she burns through her 20. I'm sitting at like $147 or something. Of course, all over with. And then they were just talking, spinning the wheel. And I'm tapping three times and hitting it and like trying, just being goofy. So we're just having a good time.
Right.
Ended up walking out $16 down, but we were up,
Yeah. So you
it was an experience. I never gambled before.
Well, so. my experience in Vegas when I went, now keep in mind, that's 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But I, $5.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm gambling $5.
Yeah.
I went to a $5 slot machine.
Yeah.
Back then it had handles you pulled.
Yeah, you can do handles on these too, but we just push the button. But.
I put the money in there, pulled the handle, I lost.
Yeah,
and I walked away.
That was it. You gambled. That's all. I was like, we got to gamble before we.
Sure.
So we went to the Bellagio to watch. It's called O, and it's like one of the Cirque du Soleil shows. It's like water, so people are like swinging and diving and jumping and all this stuff. And I was like, hey, there's a steakhouse in there that gets like really good ratings. So we'll go back to the hotel. And we'd seen. We walked like 8.5 miles that day.
Oh, I can imagine.
We fit. I don't want to stay in Vegas too long. I'm not a Vegas guy, but I wanted to experience it. So the steakhouse gets good range. We'll just eat steak there, then we'll go to the show. So we walk into the Bellagio, and it's like when you get there, it's like there's the casino, and then we got lost like multiple times. Like they have like this tropical garden thing in there. They have like a shopping mall in there. Like,
wow.
15 restaurants in there. Like, this is all under one roof.
Golly.
Which just blew my mind. And so we go to the steakhouse and ask the ladies, like, well, we don't have reservations, but I was wondering if there's any chance we can just get a table. We're going to fix and go see a show here in about an hour and a half or so. She's like, let me go check. Well, meanwhile, they have this little barcode scanner. You hold your, take a picture of it and hit the deal, and it shows you the menu.
Oh, wow.
So we're checking out the menu, and it's like, oh, here's a porterhouse for $249. Here's a like whatever steak for $5-something. So she came back and said, do you mind sitting at a high top table? I'm like, actually, we're good. We are good.
There's no cow worth that.
We're going to go down to Noodles, the Chinese restaurant, and get some fried rice for $26. So that's what we ended up doing.
That would have been me, dude. I can promise you.
Yeah. Well, funny story. After we're doing that, I'm looking up at the slot machine thing, and it's like, if you end up hitting the big number, this thing's going to pay out like $11,000. So it's like, if I put both hands on this thing, we're both going to press it on three. If it hits big, we're going to get those steaks.
No holds barred.
Yeah. We're cashing out. We're going to eat steak. But yeah, it was an experience, man. I would recommend it. I mean, gosh, it didn't cost a ton of money. I mean, we didn't stay in a casino. I just wanted to kind of get back. So then Trump Hotel's like super cool, man.
Yeah. And Trump showed up. So
yeah, that's what I told her. I was like, awesome. Hey, if he walks through here and I get to shake his hand, I'm ready to fly home right now.
Yeah. It's made the trip, man. For sure.
Yeah. So yeah, we went through all the airports, and this is, God, I don't fly much. I told her we need to start doing this more often. So we're a little more, which is everything's on your phone now. I had everything kind of set up. You just hold your phone, beep, beep. And
oh, tickets and everything.
Yeah. You're in. It's like, you just download the app. If you're flying, we flew United up there and Allegiant back. I couldn't get a straight flight through, but it's all on the app and no big deal, but, no TVs on the way back. And we flew straight through, and I had downloaded one. We talk about this, right? Like our stats say, well, you have some, 102 downloads.
Yeah.
Like, why do people download podcasts? Like, I just listen to them. Well, now I know why. Because when you flip your phone to airplane mode, nothing works. You can't listen to a podcast. So on the flight back, it happens in the airport. It's like, oh my gosh, you know. So I downloaded one of my hunting podcasts, and well, I put my AirPods in my suitcase and shipped them out. So I'm just leaning against them, I'm just holding my phone up to my ear so nobody else can hear. I'm listening to a podcast. Alex, I'm bored to death for 2.5-3 hours, you know. That's why people download podcasts.
Okay, well, so you're telling me that the number that we have downloads don't really mean a whole lot unless you're traveling.
Yeah. I don't know why you would download one, unless you just don't have service.
That's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
Because I think I've downloaded one and it was ours.
Yeah.
I think I did it by mistake.
Yeah,
I was
like, what's this button? I downloaded one because I knew from the ride up there I had my AirPods and everything ready. You know, I was like, I'm gonna do this. And I realized, like, oh, nothing's working because I don't really put my phone in airplane mode.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm an idiot when it comes to that stuff like that. I mean, I can navigate a computer pretty good, but so I figured that out pretty quickly. So that's why people download. Uh-huh. You can listen to all this stuff on airplane mode if you have them downloaded. So,
and I guess so. If you didn't have service, theoretically, it's on your phone. Yeah. You could listen.
It's kind of like Onyx offline maps. You know, I get you. Save those things. So then, anyway, so I think we got into this about me like overanalyzing or overthinking stuff. I have to like have TV on at night.
Yeah,
or my brain. I can't shut it off. Like, I just think and can't go to sleep. So I'd have some sort of noise in the truck, whatever. So as we get up to the room, and she's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm Googling why, because I was looking out. I had a window seat. We would go into a cloud, and we immediately, like, felt like the plane, like, dropped, like, 3 feet and got rough. I'm like, you know, why does a plane? It's like, oh, well, it's water droplets in there. And then I'm on Onyx marking spots as we're flying over, like, you know, why did God make, I mean, we're going 600 miles an hour, and for an hour I see nothing but just sand. Do people own this? So now I'm tagging stuff on Onyx and going on there and seeing if it's actually state owned, or do people own it? If so, why? What lives out here? So I'm like trying to figure all this stuff out.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what's going on? She's like, your brain doesn't, you're not right. You have an illness. I'm like, well, I just want to know the, and then, you know, the guy's talking to me about taxi driving and he's been doing it for this long. So now I'm like, what's the average salary? If you've been doing it for 35 years, what does this guy make to be able to afford to live in Vegas and all this? So I just like, that's the way my brain goes. Like, why, how, when, what's going on? Like,
you keep the information highway hot, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I want to know what's happening. You know, like,
my wife's that way too.
Really?
Oh yeah. It's like we'll be talking about something, and whatever the subject is, it could be an old movie or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're watching a movie.
Yeah.
But we had conversation. I'll look over, and she's on her phone.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm looking up that. And she has to look it up to know.
Yeah.
I'm like, just watch the movie we're watching.
Yeah. I do the same thing. We went to all those old casinos. So when we get back home, I was on my laptop, you know, and I'm watching YouTube videos of all the stars, the movie stars back then, the gangsters that were in, you know, the Golden Nugget and Binions. I watched Casino on Netflix. I'm like watching, I'm like ate up with it. He's like, what are you doing? So I'm watching all this stuff about the Iceman and Bugsy, Bug Moran and whoever, all these Bugsy Siegel that started all that stuff, which is, it's really crazy, man, to think of.
Yeah.
The story is there was like nothing there, right? This place was found in, you know, whatever, 1841 by some guy, called it Las Vegas because it means like Green Valley. There's only one green spot in the desert. And then, you know, one gangster spends $6 million on a casino.
And that started it?
The people that funded him said, hey, you're spending too much money. They ended up murdering the guy. And they said it was worth $100 billion, you know. Wow. By year, like year three. And of course, they were skimming, you know, $60 million off of it. But like they killed him for spending too much money. And then now it's, you know.
It's worth a kajillion.
Well, not now, but I mean, before, not too long after they killed him. Yeah. It was worth like a ton of money. So the dude had a great idea, you know, like, let's get this going.
Yeah. And it's out in the middle of nowhere too, man. It's like,
oh yeah, for sure.
In the desert out there.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's nothing. There's nothing there.
Did you go to the lake? Is it, what's the name of the lake?
Lake Mead.
Yeah. Did you get to see the dam, Hoover Dam?
We flew over.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
No, it was, we looked at doing that and it was like, oh, I forgot what it was. was 20. What'd she tell me? She looked it up actually. Maybe in like 30, 40 minutes away. And it's like, that's going to be a $200 cab drive. We didn't rent a car. We just took taxis.
Oh, yeah. You flew. That's right. I forgot.
So yeah, I'm not driving. There's no way.
Yeah.
We
did that in an RV, by the way. Yeah. Nine of us together.
That was fun.
It really was.
Yeah, so they at the Trump Hotel, they've got like a 2024 like Escalade that has like Trump 1 on a license plate, and it's got like TVs in it, and they've got two of them. So if they're out there, you can just ride around those for free. They'll take you wherever you want to go.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
We had to take some taxis, and we would – so we act like we went in to eat at like Emilio's is where the night I proposed to her in New York. They had one of those restaurants in Caesar's Palace or Caesar's – yeah, whatever. So we ate there, and then we have to go back. You're trying to find your way back to where you came from. It's crazy. And if you've been there, you know. But anyway, we go down. Like, we end up in this underground parking deal. So maybe we can get a car down here. And the lady says, oh, sir, do you have your passes? You're supposed to have a pass to get down there. And I was like, oh, yeah. No questions asked. We go down there. I call an Uber guy, and he's like, they won't let me in. And I was just like, yeah, sure they will, man. I've already told everybody, just pull in the underground parking and pick us up, because it's like, you know, it's all velvet carpet, lights everywhere, and backside parking. And
wow.
So dude shows up. He's probably – cool story. He ended up being like a fire jumper in California. He does this on his time off or whatever. He comes back to Vegas where his family lives. But super cool kid, probably 20-something years old, but – we were both cracking up. It's like, dude, I've never been back here before. Nobody's ever. And I was like, sometimes you just got to do it, man.
Like, just go for it,
bro. You just got to get back here and pick me up. I'm going to give you a $5 tip. Just give me out. It's like, no, you're supposed to have a voucher to get down here. I'm like, lady asked me if I had a voucher, and I didn't really understand what she said. So I said, yeah, we're good.
Well, it sounds like you had a good time, though.
We did. It was fun. It was exhausting. So it's kind of like when we went to New York, it was the same way, right? We got like
running gun.
We see all these things. Yeah.
We go.
End up seeing things we didn't even plan on seeing. Just like we just ended up, now we're going in the MGM Grand. Now we're over here. And like,
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, some of the dudes that are over there, like at the high stake tables, like throwing down 10 grand a hand, you know. I watched it go down.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't care if I had $65 billion. I'm not gambling 10 grand a hand. Like,
I'm not going to do it.
I'm just not doing
that. And I'm not buying a $500 steak either.
Yeah. If I hit the $11,000, I was buying that steak. You was going for it. I'm buying that steak. So
I tell you, our next, we've actually talked about this. So 25 years ago... say it's probably been that long ago, maybe a little longer, we went to Vegas as a family. Grandpa and grandma used to vacation everywhere, took all their family, and me and Christy weren't even married yet. Golly, it's been over 24 years. Anyway, they had this great idea. Hey, we're gonna hike the Grand Canyon. North rim to south rim, 24 miles. Like, you know what, I'm in shape. Christy was in shape. Dude, that was the coolest thing ever. 14 miles down, 10 miles out.
Yeah.
We stayed in a place in the bottom called Phantom Ranch.
Yeah.
Well, Luke and Lexi both said, we want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually going to look into planning that for next year.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to hike it.
That said, it's super cool.
It was a blast, dude.
The guy that takes care of all my garage door stuff, he just got done doing that.
Really?
It was super cool, yeah.
Yeah.
He did it with like a bunch of Boy Scouts. He's like still like a big Boy Scout troop leader thing. He took like a whole bunch of Boy Scouts up there, and they did it.
Nice,
It was awesome. So
no, it's an experience, man. And you're kind of in a hurry because you have to get to the bottom. You have to get to the bottom by supper because they feed you in the bottom.
Yeah.
And I remember we went the first time, and it was like, you know, it got pretty hot and everything, but it's a dry heat, so they say. And,
yeah, it is different. It was 104 when we were up there.
Yeah, the humidity is just not there. Yeah. But anyway, we took off to a falls that wasn't on our route.
Yeah.
It was called Angel Falls, and we stayed there for an hour and a half or so. Yeah. It's like this falls coming out, and we oh my gosh, we got to go. And they were like fixing the quit serving when we got there.
We're going to die.
We got all starved to death. But anyway, that's... that's kind of in the works. Christy wants to do it, and both the kids want to do it. So, I'm all for it, man.
I've seen the Grand Canyon. We're moving from California to Arkansas you know, my mom was begging my dad, can we stop and see the Grand Canyon? So he wasn't very, you know, into that kind of stuff.
What's the word?
Hey, I don't know. So we literally stopped. He lights up a cigarette. We're looking out over the edge. He puts out a cigarette. He's like, you saw it. Get in the truck. Let's go. And that was my Grand Canyon experience. Like, that's it. Like, I saw it.
So. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. Like, when I finish this cigarette, we're leaving.
Yeah. You got 2 minutes. Hurry up.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was that deal. But
yeah, that was quite the experience, man. And we come out and they call you up what they call Jacob's Ladder. And it's like this long, just straight up pretty much. And, you know, we were in shape and it was rough. Mm-hmm. It was rough to do.
So I always look at those deals and, like, my wife wouldn't do it, but I would like to do, like, the kayaking deal or something. Like, that'd be super cool.
Yeah.
To raft through that whole area.
Like, yeah, yeah.
How
yeah.
cool that'd be a look of. I mean, that's, you're seeing everything there. Like,
yeah. So that's our, we're fixing to go on vacation. Yeah. Like I was telling you, we need a break. And, we're going to Colorado, Pecosa Springs. I think so. We've already.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, we've already booked it. I'm ready for those 50 degree mornings and 80 degree days. But, We're thinking about rafting, doing whitewater rafting under the Rio Gorge.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, and Christy did that. She went to Colorado one time without me. I had to work. I had to stay back. And they did that. Okay. She said it was like the coolest rafting.
Oh, you know, I can imagine.
Like level whatever rapids. And you got a dude that's like telling you what side to go on.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to do that. I mean, that sounds like a good time for me. So.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that'd be super cool.
Yeah, anything outdoors. And then there's tons of wildlife, which I love.
Yeah.
You know, I love that. It's like, you know, there's stuff everywhere you go.
Yeah.
So
we talked about that, like the Yellowstone stuff. Like I'm more of a, when I go on vacation, I want to like just shut it down and recharge the batteries and not do anything with Yellowstone. It's like wake up at 6 and drive to the spot, see this and do that. And then, and if you could get 2 vacations in, one, and then, you know, one in the fall, you know, whatever, and then do summer one where you're just like chilling, I could probably pull that off. But
we actually talked about going to Yellowstone. That was one, that was our other option, but it's like you said, it's just run. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I'm like you, I want to, we've got a house in Pagosa, and we're just going to chill like several days.
Yeah, that's kind of where it's I'm like, at too. Like, ooh. I want to see the world, but I don't know how bad.
Yeah, I want to rest.
Yeah.
So, whatever. You know, I mean, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We, sounds like you guys had a good time. We're looking forward to our trip.
Yeah, we're going to do a beach deal now. That was just like a little weekend.
Yeah, you just went over the weekend kind
anniversary
of.
Deal. Yeah, so we're going to do something. We were going to actually go. My accountant found like a really cool little island, but my wife doesn't have a passport. And so we're just not going to be able to pull it off. So we're thinking maybe like the Virgin Islands or somewhere different than what we normally go. We always normally just go like Fort Walton or 38, somewhere down there.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I told her, I'm fine with going back where we're going, but and we'll just splurge and fly, so I don't have to drive all the way.
Yeah, yeah. That's the hard part.
Just to make it nice. It's like, hey, we're there in 3 hours or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. So exactly.
I still haven't figured it out. Matter of fact, I was on last night on the computer trying to find different spots, and I never settled on anything, but we're gonna do something here. Let's see. I think we're leaving 29th of June, going somewhere. We don't know where yet.
Well, you're kind of trip, so.
Yeah.
Hey, let's just go.
Yeah. I guess get plane tickets. They'll sell you plane tickets to wherever you want to go. You got to get there. So, yeah, we'll figure it out.
Well, I'll be coming back on the 29th.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're leaving on 22nd. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we're actually going to. And
y'all
I'm just,
driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're driving. And I'm actually taking a full 7 days off of work, which I don't know that I've ever done that.
Got to do it sometimes, man.
It's just the hard part is, you know, my business is reactive break fix business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, how much money did I miss? How much money did I miss?
Oh, I know. Trust me. Yeah. When I worked full-time commission way back when, I was that way, you know. I was like, I'm making X amount of dollars per day.
Yeah.
If I take a week's vacation,
I know.
It's like they're going to pay me 8 hours a day, and I may be turning 35 hours, 38 hours a day.
Right.
And I'm going to come back with, you know, a 16th of what I would have made if I was here.
Exactly.
Should I go? And I normally didn't.
Yeah. Well, see,
I normally cashed in my vacation days and work because that's just what.
Well, I just, you know, I just celebrated my 10th year in business.
Awesome.
And I've never done it. What took 2 or 3 day chunks.
Yeah.
You know, we take some hunting trips and that kind of thing. And it's like, you know, the whole time you're looking at your phone going, yeah, there's one.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Well, I turned off my work email even this weekend while we were up there. It's
not a bad idea.
I have like the Hunt Experience email, Greenwood Collision, my personal email. And it's like, I put it on just my personal one and cleared all the rest of my, like, otherwise I'll be like, oh, what is this? What claim? What is this? What's going on?
Worried about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'll be checking it out. Want to know. And then I was like, So I was just like, I'm turning it off.
I need to figure out how to do that because I'm that guy that'll be like, we're having a great time and poof, my phone buzzes and it's like, oh my gosh. So, yeah.
Or you can just put it away. If I'm at the beach, I put mine away. Like, I'm not even going to mess with it. But when we were up there in Vegas, like, I wanted to take some pictures of some stuff, you know, like, check out the ceilings, look out this. And so, I had it with me. But, yeah, if I'm at the beach, a lot of times, I ain't even bring it with me. I'm shutting
down. That's a good plan.
Yeah.
Good plan.
Shut it down.
Yeah, I think we're going to do some hiking and fish some brookie trout and go have fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm looking forward to it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be awesome. And other than the drive.
The drive sucks. And, you know.
How many hours?
It's 13, 14.
That's not too bad.
That's nothing for me, but, I mean, you know.
Yeah,
that's not too bad. It is. Well, I think we're going to do it in 2 days, so.
Yeah. Okay. Know. Split it up a little bit.
Yeah. That way we don't push ourselves too much, you know.
I used to do that anymore. I'm just driving. Like, get me out early, and I'll just drive until we get there. Like, if we go somewhere, I don't even want to stop.
Well, I know. Every time I go hunting with you, you're like, we're driving straight through.
Yeah.
Let's go. Hey, there. I'm out of gas. I got to stop. That's about it.
Yeah. Take little sips of water out of the lid of your water bottle, and let's get there.
Let's ride.
The boy, he's so used to that stuff. He already knew, like, when we were going to Missouri.
Oh,
like,
I know.
We stopping anywhere? He's like, not in this truck.
No.
I don't have to.
Rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a 6.5 hour run.
Yeah.
And me and Luke we would do the exact same thing. It's like, all right, dude, we got something to drink. Yeah. If you took a leak, let's go.
Yeah.
And we would stop when we got there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the way I like to do it. But you take the ladies along, you better plan on stopping.
Yes. My wife has her first cup of coffee. We don't even make it to Rogers before we got to stop.
Like, hour in?
Yeah. Like, we've been on the road for 19 minutes. What's happening here? Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so before our little layoff here, what I had started to do, I had actually tilled up my back food plot, and were fixing to do a soil test.
Yep.
So I need to do that.
Yep.
Of course, now that we've had 4 or 5 inches of rain, I walked back there, and it's like a mud bog.
Pretty bad. How about lost my tractor last night?
Oh, I bet.
Sean had pushed over a cedar tree, and I forgot where he pushed it over at, and I was hauling some limbs in there. And
you found it?
It went down to the motor.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good thing about a tractor with a bucket. You can pretty much get it out.
I got it right back out. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, fell out of sight. But no, so as soon as I dry up a little bit, which looks like we're going to have some upper 90s and 100s coming. So
it's hot today.
Yeah, that'll dry out pretty quick. I want to get that done because I've started a camo video kind of documenting the process.
Okay.
And then we talked about, you know, doing the little kits.
Yep.
The home kit kind of deal to compare.
Yeah.
I really want to do that.
Yeah, I've got 2 soil samples. I thought about doing one on my big plot, and I thought about even doing one on a lower plot too. So
yeah.
I may or may not. But then, I've got the home kit. So once we get those back, we'll do a comparison on that.
I know. I'd really like to do that.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool because, one, you don't have to wait. I mean, if it's fairly accurate, like, how cool would that be?
It's going to be really
good. I just got one off Amazon. I mean, there may be better ones out there. But
I bet you that'll do everything. That'll tell us everything we need to know.
Yeah, if it's way off or... Yeah, pretty cool. So, yeah, my place, last night I told you I built all those walls with that. Got a switchgrass update for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Got about 30 yards of it mulched down by the electric company.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I just happened to be home that day, but they were out on the very far side where I couldn't hear anybody. I guess they came down the fence row and I got a covert picture of like a track. I'm like, what the heck? So I go driving out there and they trimmed some limbs down on that big oak tree where I've got the mock scrape. I had the salt lick out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they cut those limbs down and trimmed to the west there. And they went ahead and just before I got them stopped. They were very apologetic, but luckily it wasn't any of my thick stuff. It was the stuff that I was kind of struggling to get to grow anyway, but
so they took the little tiller thing in there and chewed it up.
They chewed her down for about 25 yards, and they ground up my salt block. And like, dude, I'm like,
did you not see that, bro?
I know. Like, I was pretty hostile at first.
Oh, but I bet.
It was a
young
20-something year old kid, and it's like,
dude, doing what I'm told.
Just doing what my boss told me to do. Like, well, here's what I'm telling you to do. Leave it. Yeah. I'll clean it up with the tractor. Don't mulch nothing else here ever. Like, yeah. Just.
Yeah. Go away.
Here's the, I'm your new boss. Don't ever do that.
Well, you know, the day you came over here and they were out here, I was like, dude, they better not come over. You know, my switch, I do not want them in it. Can you imagine 5-year switch? And I would lose it.
Yeah, we were leaving on turkey season that day. And I was like, let's go talk to them. And they ended up being like 200 yards away.
And like, worried.
Yeah, so that's, and the beans, I still got some beans. They're not super thick. I think I'm getting browsed out.
Oh, I bet you are.
Because I drove through the last night in the golf cart and said, man, some of them are like 5 or 6 inches tall. Because I was going to do that Deer Grow product on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know if I want to save that for my fall stuff at this point. I don't know if the beans are coming on because they're kind of spotty, but I actually think they're being browsed out. So next year, planting into 5-foot rye before we crimp. And letting them get 5 or 6 inches before we crimp them, I think that'll be
help out.
It'll be a lot better than having them right there in the wide open. So.
Well, that's what we were talking about, too. It's like, so my plot screen started off really good. We had plenty of rain, and then we get into this heat wave.
Yeah.
And no rain for, 3-4 weeks?
Yeah.
Where, I mean, it got pretty dry, and the thing is, it's like, what do you do? I mean, that's Mother Nature.
Yeah.
That's Arkansas.
Yeah, that's what they,
it is what it is.
There's nothing you can do.
And I feel like all the years prior that I did so good in, it was just because we had good weather.
Yeah.
But I swear, dude, it's like the last 3 years have been dry and hot.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like trying to grow something when it's dry and hot is tough.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it's just not going to go. It's just not. But we have got, we just got, I think I ended up with 3 3/4 inches of rain.
Oh, I didn't know. We were gone over the weekend, and we come back home Sunday night, and my swimming pool is like up to the, I got like one little 1-inch pipe that keeps the overflow out. It was like up on over the skimmer, almost to the concrete. I'm like, well, I guess we got some rain.
We got some rain. Yeah.
Now that my road's fixed, I can't tell because I don't know how deep the potholes are. I got my road's all graveled crowned and nice and neat.
That was a big project for you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I put 24 hours on my tractor in like 3 days.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I remember I texted you and you're like, dude, I'm knee deep in a tractor on a road.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 3/4 of a mile of niceness now.
Now it's stiller, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. I need to come drive it.
As nice as you can get for a gravel road. But
I mean,
from considering what it was before, Cook came out, man.
Sean hooked you up, bro.
Oh, Sean hooked me up with, he knows how to build a road. It's crowned. It's got good ditches in it. And of course, I was coming behind cleaning up everything with the tractor and, hauling topsoil and doing all this. So. But yeah, it's nice.
Sweet.
It turned out.
You were due. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Man, I spent craters.
Quite a few $1,000 on it 2 years ago trying to do it myself. And it's like you just need a dozer to pack it in and crown it. And he's got that 6-way blade and he can run it like a surgeon, man. It's like he's going through there making it right and everything's packed in. I put in 3 new culverts. I talked the Arkansas Highway Department to put in a new culvert down by the highway. So they knock that out.
Sweet.
I put in 3 culverts, and he cut some big washaways out of it.
Take the water off?
Yeah, so it should be good for a while.
Well, I was going to say, you get 3 or 4 inches on it. It must have done pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's legit. Sweet. Yeah. Not one water puddle on the whole thing.
Nice. Nice. I need to fix my road. Mine's kind of in bad shape. But
yeah.
It's a lot of work and a lot of time.
It is, man. It's like I said, it's one of those I was way past due. I had a guy came out. You know, I had to cut myself out of that road twice this past winter for the ice storm, the snowstorm. So I had a guy come in with like a mini excavator with this grinder on it. He like ground the trees back like 20 foot back behind. So, I mean, the road's wide open now, so I shouldn't have to worry about cutting my way out or any of that stuff.
Maybe
so.
Fixed up.
Hopefully it's done now. So, yeah.
Well, man, I'm ready to switch gears. I'm recovering from the from the chaos.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to get full force into chasing whitetails, man. I'm excited. Like I said, I got my cameras out. Just 2 of them, just kind of right here at the place. I haven't, the other places I haven't even checked yet.
But,
I'm ready to start seeing some velvet bucks, man.
Yeah, I've got some. They're hitting the salt. Got lots of does and little ones running around. Yep. Yeah, I think, like I said, with the beans, I think, you know, next year will be a lot better. We had to try it. I don't know how successful they're going to be, but made my rounds last night. Red Osier is still alive.
Is it?
Looking doing pretty good.
Yeah.
The browse plot switch is there. It's got some weeds in it, but I'm too late now to mow. So sure. I'm hoping it's going to just, you know, it's pretty resilient.
Overpower it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you get established, it's there.
Yeah. So I think that's doing pretty good. Got a dead persimmon tree. I got to send that back off again, get a warranty on that. So yeah, I made my rounds last night. Everything's kind of getting to that point, man, where it's, yeah. You know, it's only a matter of, only a matter of time now, but we need to get together and do a CFO video on the soil sample. Or we can just take the soil samples and then, you know, we need to get those, probably need to film that, send those off.
Yeah.
Then we'll do the comparison once we get the results back on that.
I know I'm going to have to lime. It's just a matter of how much.
Yeah.
And so as soon as it dries out enough, I want to get that process done.
Yeah.
Get that agricultural lime in there.
Yeah.
I don't have to mess with it for several years, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and two, that's something else we talked about. We put the skids on the pond. We talked about it. We decided we're going to wait.
Yeah.
We're going to wait on the pond.
Not by choice.
Not by choice. Dozer died. We killed a dozer. Yeah. And it's a lot of money to rent a dozer, and we have to really want it. So my focus becomes, how am I going to get access to my stand?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I went out yesterday when I put out the camera. And I'm cutting the access. And, dude, I will have access through the woods along my creek for 2/3 of it. I'll have one small notch that will be semi-exposed that I'm going to have to deal with.
Before you get there.
Yeah, that I'm going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the hay bale thing is going to come through, but there is a fence line there, and there's about 15 feet of brush off the fence line.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about cutting a swath right along the fence line, and I may can pull it off.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's,
I'll
probably show that, because if I don't have bulletproof access, I won't hunt it. Mm-hmm. And so I've got to start working on that now, even though it's 100 outside.
Yeah.
You know, to get that fixed. So now that I don't have a pond bank there yet, I'm going to have to figure out a way to get in there. So, because I really think, me and you've both talked about it, once we get the pH back there, right, and it's going to rock.
Yeah, that's the place to be, I guarantee it.
And the plot screen did well back there.
Yeah.
It's 4 or 5 feet deep back there.
Nice.
All the way down that long side. Yeah. So it should do what it needs to do. It's going to be enclosed. It's going to be secure.
And you're going to stick with plot screen on that side just because you've had cows get in on some switch and mow it down.
Yes.
So next year.
I'm switch scared.
Let's try to drill that in.
Definitely.
And see what happens. And
definitely.
See if it makes a difference.
I mean, and I want to try switch drilling in too.
Oh, yeah.
You would definitely want to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, my front spot out here, if I could ever get switch to really establish.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah, yeah. Though that's a game changer if you can get it right here.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. So I mean, definitely. You know, we gotta use the drill any way and every way we can.
Well, see, I wanted to do my property. You know, it's kind of split with a road,
right?
Or you know, a path per se. Well, since they came in,
opened that up.
I'm like, oh my gosh! Like, I really want to do switch down both sides, but it. 10 years. I don't know when they come back.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
How long before they come back and grind me up again? But if I keep it kind of clear, then maybe they won't. But it's like, I feel like it's way too open now. And then the right of way that shoots in the big food plot, I've got that teardrop shape switchgrass, but I mean, it's not going to be full height this year. So I was thinking about cutting down cedar trees and brush and stacking in there temporarily, or hauling at Clint, hey, give me 3 round bells.
Yeah.
And only buy 3 round bells and stack in there so a buck can't, you know, because that buck I killed last year, he came from right through there and he saw does, but if there was no does out there, I probably would have never saw him.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm sitting on the tractor thinking about that last night. Like, I got to block off what they just cleared. I need to block that off so there's no clear sight through there. So,
yeah, yeah.
And I may do it with some old scrub cedar trees and just start stacking them up in there or something. I don't know.
Yeah, just make them go around it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm like I said, I'm getting excited, man, because it's I like this time of year because it's, like I said, it's a button push for me because I'm out of this phase going into this phase.
Yeah.
And then we are going to get you on a big buck early. That's
I want to do that. Yeah, I missed early season last year. I was telling, I actually had a guy call me last night. I'm actually putting together my limb saw and stuff, and he had some questions. I did like a little design for him. Just he sent me a picture. I kind of drove. Here's how I'd access it. And it's his uncle's property or whatever. And he called me with some questions, and we were talking about that. And I was like, man, what should I do here? When should I? I was like, dude, if you can supplemental feed and get on one early, and it's like I was telling him about, you know, you and Lexi's success with it.
Yeah,
I've always been like, I've got to go open morning. Well, for the last 4 or 5 years, I just hadn't. I've just done different things. Like, hey, listen, the wind's wrong. It's not a good day. I don't have to go out open in the morning. It's like,
right.
You know, so. But, yeah, I'm excited about early season to see what happens because I missed out last year.
Oh, I know. And the thing is, man, it's that opening evening. Mm-hmm. Because if you got them coming.
Yeah.
They're in that feeding pattern.
Yeah.
You get a legit chance to kill a WAP. I mean, it's.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, if you've done it right, and I know you will.
Yeah.
They won't be any of the wiser. Your access is good.
Yeah. Well, I know the spot where I'm planning on going. It's bulletproof with the right wind, and I had some big bucks.
Yes,
I want to say early, but it wasn't early season. It was early when I finally got off the property.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's some strokers hanging out down there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you need to be off by August.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that now.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be a lot easier this year.
Yeah.
Last year was like, it was a big undertaking.
Oh, it was a big project.
February to October or whatever. I mean, it was something every day. But I mean, yeah, early season with the habitats we've created now.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got to make that happen for you.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see if the new spot in the back is going to be an early season spot, or if is it going to be that rut spot?
You would think.
Yeah, I don't know.
I get giddy when I get back there on that back. I mean, you've had tons of success here up in front, but it's like, man, back there, it's like you can just see the ridge and see the bedding pockets and like how they would use the property.
There's nobody. That's the big thing. There's nothing back there. So we'll see. I mean, I got to get my access right.
Yeah.
And I'll do a lot of work to get that access right because that's everything now. Yeah. I've learned that. Me and you both have learned that, man. It's so crucial.
Oh, it's everything. Yeah. No question. I improved on mine last night just by making my wall of trees almost a half a tank of diesel. But I'm going to make the trip. I know it's like half a mile back there. I'm going to stack this stuff up because I think it'll work. I
mean, it's going to work.
Yeah.
It's going to work.
The leaves are going to fall off, but I've got it so compacted back there. I think it's still going to be once my switch goes up, I don't have to worry about it. Like it's over.
So has it jumped very much? Has it come up? Mine's
got seed heads on top already.
Okay. So you're matured then. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. Mine's the same way.
Yeah.
Now I did have a big section of mine down. Yeah. So I don't know if the storm did that or whatever. Dude,
I've got does and fawns bedding like right there by the house.
Are they laying in it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The new switch, it's probably up about 18 inches. Where the browsing plot's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I walked out there last night. They're bedding all
laying in it. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
So that's why mine's down. I bet you've probably got.
Probably the same thing, yeah.
Probably hiding a fawn in there because I jumped one up. Oh, gosh. 3 weeks ago, probably.
Did you?
That one big section right there on the house plot where it's 3 foot tall. Yeah, it was all laid over. Like, what the heck? Oh, there's a fawn in there.
Yeah, the fawn in there, wallering around. Yeah, we had one the other day. We were all watching it out the window. It was like, oh, my gosh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Little bitty fella, man.
Yeah,
he
that's
was
awesome.
Filling his oats. Boy, he's run. They're fun to watch, man, for sure.
Yeah, it won't be long. We'll be like, dude, look at this buck. Look at this buck. Like, it's not going to be long. I sent you a picture while you're at the fireworks stand. I had, how many deer was in that picture? I had
five or six
on the salt block. Yeah. I mean, they're digging that stuff, man. So
tearing it up.
I've done mineral sites before, and usually over on the lease where I don't ever check them, and then come back and there's like a giant hole there. Like,
yeah.
Oh, they use this thing.
Summertime.
Now I've got cameras running over them. Like, it's legit.
It's legit.
I had a hog on one last night. That's the only bad problem. Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't want to see any of those.
Me neither. I had such good luck. You know, I built that feeder pin last year and didn't really need it. Yeah. So this year my plan is not even put the pin up.
Yeah.
And hopefully.
Well, see, I built one here too, and I near the back spot, and I'm not planning on not using it at all, I hope.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope I don't have to.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, hey, that's catching up, man. It's been a minute.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it. We just talked about everything. It wasn't much of a hunting show, but we're back.
We're back. We're back in the mix here. And I still want to do, an episode on the camera setups, what we use.
That should be our next big deal. Yep. I know we've mentioned that before, and I haven't gotten – this was kind of just like, hey, let's sit down and talk because we hadn't
seen each other in a minute.
Seen each other in a while,
So, well, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. That's been the Hunt Experience.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.